Okay, I want you to imagine something with me right now, and that is you upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. That is exactly what Quince helps you do. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I love Quince. I used them even before they were a sponsor. And I love, like, personally, my style. I don't necessarily want a ton of items, but I want to have classic, timeless pieces in my closet where they all kind of mix and match and go together and, like, look luxurious. But I'm also a mom of two. I'm not trying to break the bank. I want to look like a put together mom. And with Quince, that is so doable. They have things like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. I have one of those. I have this like washable silk cami, which is, it's, I get compliments every time I wear it. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And by partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings onto us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which I love. The most recent item that I got, because I have a lot of things from Quince, was the Tencel Jersey Side Tie Midi Dress. This is like the perfect spring summer dress. It like is just the right length. It kind of ties at the sides. It looks like super luxurious and put together, but like a little bit sassy too. I'm going to put a little jean jacket on it and wear it to a barbecue that we have coming up. So you can indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mindfulminutes for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mindfulminutes to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mindfulminutes. Hello, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Mindful in Minutes podcast. Now, today's meditation is just a daily loving kindness meditation. You can use this anytime that you want to kind of flex that compassion muscle, that you want to just activate your loving kindness and just practice this style of meditation. This is the companion meditation to the freeform episode called Loving Kindness Meditation 101. So if you want to learn about the history, the origins of this style of meditation, and the ins and outs of it, you can listen to that episode. Otherwise, I will be guiding you right here, right now. And if you love these meditations, I would recommend making sure that you are following Mindful in Minutes or that you're subscribed. With a recent update, a lot of people got unsubscribed. And so make sure that you're following the show so that you don't miss a single meditation. And as always, we will begin our practice just by coming to a comfortable position. So whether that's sitting on the floor, or maybe it's laying down or something else, just find a position that works for your body. You can find that sweet spot between alert and relaxed at the same time. If it feels okay to you, you could softly close your eyes. Or maybe just soften your gaze. And just take a few moments to settle into stillness. Letting go of any tension or restlessness that you have in your body or maybe even in your mind. And just bring yourself into this moment. Notice anything that you're experiencing right now in this moment. Feel the support of the ground beneath you. And just allow your breath to move effortlessly in and out of your body without trying to control it or force it in any way. and just allow these next few breaths to anchor you into this present moment. Allowing your point of concentration to be this next inhale and the exhale that follows. And one more time. And now awaken within you a sense of loving kindness. Awaken your deep, compassionate self. That warm, fuzzy feeling. Maybe it's the feeling that you get when you're just enjoying the company of a friend, of your pet, of a loved one. Awaken that feeling within and just sit with it for a few moments. What does it feel like just to awaken loving kindness within you? Maybe even a little smile comes to your lips. Perhaps you just sit in this feeling, this gentle comfort, allowing this feeling to grow a bit bigger and stronger. Now begin to direct that loving kindness towards yourself. Send that feeling to yourself, your past self, your current self, your future self. Send so much love and compassion and kindness to yourself. In your mind, telling yourself, may I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be safe. May I live with ease. And just sit in that warmth, that comfort, and the sincerity of those well wishes that you offer to yourself. And now expanding that sensation of loving kindness to someone that you care deeply about, a family member, a friend, anyone else. Just visualize them, see them in your mind's eye, and send that loving kindness to them, letting it surround them. Thank you. And as you send them loving kindness, tell them, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. Take a few moments to continue to radiate that loving kindness and well wishes to your loved one. And now think of someone that you have neutral feelings towards. It could be a neighbor, an acquaintance, maybe someone who works at your local coffee shop. It can be anyone. Visualize them and offer them that same loving kindness, that same warm, fuzzy feeling. Radiate it to them. And in doing this, recognizing their humanity, their worth, their value as a human being. And as you sit with them, radiating that loving kindness, offer them the same well wishes. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And now bring to mind someone who might challenge you or might be a difficult person in your life. It could be someone at work, a tough family member, anyone. Someone that just knows maybe how to get under your skin or poke you in your soft spots. If you need to, take a deep breath to clear out any feelings you have around this person, and then extend loving kindness to them. In doing so, recognizing their worth, their humanity, and also their suffering that we all experience. They do too. They may be hard on you, but they probably have those that are hard on them too. Extend that loving kindness to them as best you can, without exception. And tell them, may you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be safe. May you live with ease. And now radiate loving kindness to all beings. Imagining this feeling is expanding from you. It grows bigger and includes all beings without exception, no matter who they are. They receive and are worthy of receiving this loving kindness. Visualizing the entire world bathed in this warm, comforting, loving light of loving kindness. Sending the same heartfelt wishes to beings everywhere. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. May we all be safe. And may we all live with ease. Just taking a few quiet moments to continue to radiate this feeling to everyone everywhere. And just allow yourself a moment to bask in the warmth and openness of your own heart. Noticing any shifts or changes in your body or your mind or your emotions. And just give yourself a few more moments to savor this sense of openness and connection that may arise. And now closing our practice with a moment of gratitude, knowing that you here, you are wishing someone well, but there's someone out there wishing you well too. Let's take a moment of gratitude for this opportunity to cultivate loving kindness and compassion and to share it with yourself and others. And then we'll return to this moment by taking a big, deep breath in. An open mouth exhale, sigh it out, letting go. Thank you so much for joining me today.